witching hour. Anyway, have a good rest of the trip. Sounds like fun. And back to you, WB2BXLWS.
Okay, very good. I actually seem to have a better connection to Echo Link than I do from my home Wi-Fi. Somebody paid enough for the connection, but I needed it to keep in touch with some family at home because of some issues with some of the older folks. Anyway, 7-3 for now. I do have other things to do here. The Echo Link, Star Lake, sort of Maritime Mobile. Good night.
Very good, Frank. Thank you and thank you to your wife for listening to us. It's great. Have a good rest of the trip. WS2N, any other questions or comments before we turn it back to Dr. Roy? Nothing else heard, but we'll be here next week, hopefully, and I'm glad we're back. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow night we'll be on the Club InfoNet. We'll probably hear all about Ham Radio University. That's followed by Slop and Shop, and that's always followed by Newsline. Roy, over to you. And by the way, Roy, I got a January magazine. There's a whole big thing going on with this magazine thing. We could always talk about that earlier on as well. Looks like they're going to wind up, the people are going to wind up getting their magazines until their money gets, their time runs up. Back to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS. So, Paul, you got your QST for January and you didn't pay the usury fee?
QSL, did you pay yours? Because there's talk about possible rebates.
Well, being a bit of a simp, but yeah, I paid. They asked, I paid. I complained, but I paid. Hopefully I'll get a rebate. I didn't think it was fair. I didn't think it was fair when I got the first email, when I paid it, and when I came over to the tech desk and complained to everyone about it. So I'm glad that smarter people have figured out that this is too sleazy, even for corporate business hacks.
Yeah, I listened to the Zoom meeting the other day. That was a great conversation. It's not confirmed. It's not written in granite, but it looks like that's the way it's going from what I heard. That's the way I interpreted it. And apparently they have a whole bunch of smart guys out in California. Probably lawyers or something, or accountants. Hey, what's going on here? And you don't have to be one of them to figure it out. Anyway, back to you, Roy. WS2N.
What did I miss? WB2AB.
Ed, what you missed was Paul mentioned that recently the ARRL not only increased the dues, but it added that you have to pay extra if you wanted the printed magazine, which is a bit of usury, but what can you do? Then they mentioned, by the way, that's prorated to your present dues. So in other words, if you paid your dues like I did in July, they want more money come January 1st, or they won't send you the January issue of QST. They're not going to wait until your one-year subscription ends at the end of the year to gouge you. They want to gouge you December 31st.
Well, I'm coming up for renewal anyway. I did not get the email, but I'm up for renewal at the end of February.
Okay, so you're going to have to pay more for your dues, and you'll have to decide whether you'd like to read it on your computer, which is no extra charge, but if you want a hard copy of a paper magazine, you're going to have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was the little pull-up with interrupting your the current thing I had heard about. Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. And the SYL will not be happy. She feels I have too many magazines lying around the house. Let me get that damn magazine for over half a century. Old habits die hard.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. I'm a big fan of magazines. I try to support them as much as I can. Over the years, I have watched more and more of my beloved magazines fade into non-existence. Popular Electronics, Popular Science, Byte, all manner of magazines. And so I clutch the few that still remain.
Actually, the one that really hit me hard was for even longer, since I was like in middle school, I was getting Newsweek. And then when they went 100% online, it just wasn't the same, and it didn't last very long for me. Then they said they would be coming back print, but it was like 10 times the original price, so that didn't help.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's our future. Print is too expensive. They're not making it up on advertisement. A lot of the advertisement is going to the Internet, not subscription magazines and what have you. And people will only pay so much for a subscription, so you can't have them pay, you know, 100% of the cost. And so all these companies, Popular Science, I remember, went from a monthly to a quarterly, then to a website, and, you know, that's where it sort of is. I've had other magazines die on the web. It's a shame. I really loved some of my magazines that have gone on into the Bitbucket, you know, and such. But, yeah, that's the future. The only constant in this universe is change.
Yeah, I understand your point, but in the scheme of the way things are playing out, this one isn't that major.
Well, I mean, hopefully none of us are going to be poor. I mean, theoretically, you probably weren't supposed to get your January issue, which was recently released. I don't think it's been delivered by the post office, but it's certainly in digital form. So theoretically, you wouldn't have gotten a January, but I guess enough people complained that they decided to not pull a trick like that. So be thankful for small favors, Ed.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. WP2EAD.
Okie doke. This is AC2GS. Our rebels now are done. Thank you, Paul, WS2N, for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it, so thanks. And thanks to everyone who attended tonight. I was concerned that some people might get out of the habit. They had a couple of Sunday nights free. They might have found better ways of spending it. So thank you for coming by. We'll be back next week to do it all over again, and I hope you'll join us. I wish you all a happy and healthy new year. I hope the 2024 is a lot better than 2023 turned out to be. And as always, remind you that Dick K2RAW ended his technical nets with the request to be kind to each other. That's always a good thing to do. And good old Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new things. You know, keep an open mind. Skeptical mind, but an open mind. Anyway, have a great week, everyone. Stay safe. Be well. This is AC2GS, and I'll be going clear after I say Slava Ukraine.
Hey, Roy, one last thing.
Suddenly.
I am so thrilled that an airline pilot agreed with me.
Yes, indeed. It's always nice to have that kind of backup. I remember many years ago where I was arguing nonsense with a guy about positron emission tomography. We were talking about positron emission tomography. His expertise was that he had lunch with guys who build them. So that's his expertise. And I argued that, unfortunately, he got it all wrong. And we had a oncology radiologist come by and say that, yes, I was right and he was wrong. So it's always nice to have professionals agree with us.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story, very, very short. Once upon a time, I was having an issue, and they said, they're 99% sure a brain scan would show nothing, but they wanted to make sure. And it came back, brain function normal. And I said, you've got to give me a copy of this. You have so many, how many people don't believe that?
I'm sure a lot of people believe that, Ed.
You realize when a doctor thinks when his brain function normal and when a lay person thinks, they'd be very different.
Well, yeah. Aren't usually functional diagnostic tools. They're usually structural diagnostic tools. They make sure that everything is in the right place.
Well, my point, that test tells you that your brain is functioning. It doesn't have anything to do with what you do with that function.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are functional NMRs that actually light up the areas of the cognitive areas of your brain, depending upon the tasks that they ask you to undertake. But most MRIs and positron emission tomographies and such are more structural things. They make sure that you have brain cells, white and gray cells in the right places, in the right concentrations and such.
All right, you have a very pleasant evening, WD2EABC.
Thank you, Ed, and thank you for your participation. I really do appreciate it. And once again, everyone, thanks for coming by this Sunday night. Please come back next Sunday night when we'll try and do this all over again. This is AC2GS, and I am now clear.
And thanks for herding cats.
I have become a specialist in herding cats when I got my license. Little did I realize.
repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.